What is mysticism? This is Aratima. In the context of power, of energy, we can speak about the yoga of mysticism, which that's what it is. Sometimes also called the occult, the unseen. Mystic people are people who see into the dimensions that are not naturally visible to the senses, to the physical senses. But we look into and feel into and hear into and sense into other realms of this universe and allow ourselves to retrieve information. Now, everyone really is a mystic in my understanding, because you are living in a physical body and the body is all about energy and action. And we are in an ocean of energy. And we know it's all energy. And when energy is moving, there are calibrations with each other, the different energies. It's almost like they rub and create these frictions, and form is caused and created, and these shapes are denser, subtler, less dense, and essentially it is all energy. And everyone who lives in this world is using energy to move forward, to move the body, and to get things done. The energy is really also part of working, of your work, how you relate to other people, how you get things done, how you express as a soul in this world, how you make your mark. You need energy to express. And people who are very successful, they are quite good mystics. We don't think of them as people who are spiritual. But if you open up your labeling, the understanding that we're all spirit, we're all spiritual. All of life is a spiritual adventure. It's not just that we do spiritual things on the weekend or we are doing this course and then we have our life. It's all spiritual. Your children are spiritual expressions of your life. Everything is a spiritual expression. If you're married or not, whatever goes on, if you sell your house or not, your pain, everything is a spiritual progression, is something that is an expression, a communication within the field of existence. And people who are quite strong in the business world, they are very, very good mystics. People who know energy and use it. And it's done instinctively, intuitively for most people, but some they're quite conscious of it. What does it mean that they're conscious? What are they conscious of? They're conscious of the energies that are physically tangible. They can feel things. They can feel that when they wear certain clothes, the energy changes. How they move their furniture around, where they live, how they present themselves, is all a way of communicating and changing energy lines, either opening energy lines or obstructing them. So there's a certain amount of precision that a person carries, a clarity to the point. There's no waste of energy. Somebody who is a mystic accumulates power, energy, chi, whatever you want to call it, life force, and is quite conscious of it. They can feel when they lose the energy. And it's quite different from somebody who's psychic. Because being psychic means knowing. It's more in the heart center. It's in the heart where there's a feeling knowing. A mystic is somebody who feels it in the belly. It's a real energy. It's a physical experience. And that's why the physical surroundings, the work that they do, the people they're around or not, all matters to a mystic. And as I said earlier, essentially we are all mystics. And especially now, in these new times, is because we have now more frequencies have come online for us that were closed off before. So energy is a big experience for pretty much everybody right now. Maybe people don't have a language for it, or they don't know what they're experiencing because it's not part of their culture, their social environment. But essentially, it is all about experiencing energies, and either they are supporting one's true expression in this life, or they are blocking and obliterating it. So a mystic is somebody who is like an architect. It's very intellectual. There is no emotion in it. Like I said, a psychic experience is more of an emotional feeling. There's a warmth, a gooiness to it. Whereas a mystic is a very precise person, like a surgeon. They know there's something in there that needs to be cut out, that shouldn't be there. It is also somebody who has no patience with wasting energy, because it is a path of climbing and spiraling higher in awareness by positioning oneself properly in the context of the whole. There is a reconciliation of opposites in there as well, very much like in the heart, but in the heart it's more about the polarity itself, whereas the mystic is more the square and the processing practices. It is where the conscious and the unconscious all have to be coming together and reconciled, where the dark and the light, the good and the evil in that sense, need to be gone beyond, where we are fearless without emotion, that's the heart area, are looking at what needs to be done here that supports my next step in my evolution. So it's a very doing-oriented process. So the mystic is a person that really senses energy and feels uncomfortable in an environment that is all cluttered and is unclear. The mystic is not content to hang out with people that are draining energy. A mystic will do something about that right away and remove oneself, himself, herself from that place. A mystic is somebody who is able to make a lot of money, because money is power and is energy. And somebody who knows how to accumulate energy and manage energy and use energy, then that person also knows how to do that with money. It's really the same thing. So in that sense, I said we are all mystics because we live in a world of doing and we have a body. So body is doing, body is energy, and body is always in position in relation to something around you, a place, objects, other people, situations, etc., etc. So in this particular module, we really focus on impeccability, on learning how to become quite aware, first of all, how our life is in order or not, or it's very chaotic. How are we draining all the energy? Where your aura is showing holes, where you drain off energy. So this is all very connected, and it's very important to have your field in integrity and to let go of things that are outdated in your life and to constantly tighten up your life, and also to not become stagnant. A mystic is somebody who is always willing to make that next step in order to grow, which will include practical steps like maybe having to move, buying a whole new wardrobe of clothes, or just really projecting a different image so that you are free from the crystallized idea of who you are, the person that you got conditioned into. A mystic will dismantle that and will become very fluid. The difference between a mystic and a shaman or the earth religions is that they both work with energies and they're sensitive to energies. But a mystic is not so earth-centered as the shamanic and the pagan folks are. Those particular ways of working and experiencing energies is born on this planet. It's completely related to Mother Earth. Whereas a mystic kind of takes off and it's a much more cosmic experience. It has not the limitations of the earth itself. It expands into the whole universe. It's a different experience. It has more of a drier, technical, clean, more cerebral feel to it. When you feel into a shaman or a pagan, a person like that feels very different than when you feel, for example, into a famous business person that runs a company. They don't have that earthy feeling to them. They're very technical, they're very cerebral, but they know how to move power and how to work with energy. And I'm not saying here power in terms of the third paradigm of the patriarchy, where we abuse power, where we actually are conditioned to have this signature of abuse on the word. Think more of horsepower. You know, just that it's energy, it's how much power has the horse to pull that cart. How much power does your car have? How much gigabytes does your computer have? That kind of power. It's the push power that moves you forwards, because this is a plan of evolution, or this is the experience that we have in the realm of time and space that we're moving forward. And if there's no power, then we're stuck. And we have to look at where are we stuck. So this module is about learning how to deal with energies and to become very good at reading one's energies in our own aura, in the people around us. And also then essentially coming to a place where we're at right now in the 5D experience, that we are in touch with everything that's energy. Because now that our aura and our body has opened up to new pathways where we experience energy very easily, we can commune and enrich ourselves with the communication of the energy between everybody. So a mystic really understands the world is one, that everything is energy, and that there is no difference between the spirit and matter. There is no polarity. There is just energy in different frequencies. And the mystic is able to look into the subtler realms and to respond and work with them in a very surgical, precise way in order to advance and express one's true soul's dharma, soul's expression in this life. So a mystic moves through life with incredible reverence, understanding that everything is sacred. There isn't this or that, there's just this oneness, and that the mystic positions himself or herself in the right way, always adjusting, because life is constantly changing and evolving. So there is no holding on, no deciding. It's always just being clean and clear. It's checking, am I in the right, clean and clear, pristine place? Is it the true place? And if not, the mystic will make a correction. And often that has a physical outfall, where there is a physical correction of some sort. So as we go through this module, we will be learning how to be impeccable, how to look at our lives, how to make changes, how to learn also to not be stuck in a rut and continuously move in the same habitual way that is causing a groove in ourselves and essentially wear down the subtle body as well. Because life is always fresh and new, we have to allow the freshness of life to move through us and to let the body, the subtle body, breathe with that, always a fresh new breath. So it really helps everybody to practice mysticism, to become conscious of what that is, where you already are applying some of these principles and haven't really thought of it in that way, and learn to become very powerful in this world where you have a physical body, and this physical body needs to be completely integrated as part of the spiritual experience, instead of having remnants of the old dichotomy that there is spirit that matters more and the soul matters more and that there's a body. All of that is really patterning and ideas and concepts in the mind that we have to let go of, that we can process. And we're going to start specifically with the practical aspects, the physical aspects of impeccability, and looking at our lives and where we're at. So have fun with that and enjoy the changes and the satisfaction that comes from making these corrections. It is quite profound.